This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you, folks. Glad to have you along. Frank Friday. What's that mean? A listener sent me a note. Said, my Frank Friday thought. Thanks for the show. I like when I don't have to be careful about what I say. That's when you know you're with the right people. You're with the right people. You don't have to be careful about what you say. Obviously, within reason. We can't swear. This is a family program. But I'm saying, say what needs to be said. All right? Say what needs to be said on whatever is on your mind. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number. Locally, it's 701-258-0550. Earlier in the program, we received a text from a listener asking if we were aware about the student threat at the Steele School. We did not use that until we contacted the school. Todd called the school. They said, call the sheriff. We called the sheriff. Sheriff's not there. So we don't have a lot of answers, but we did talk to Jim Albrecht, who's the Kidder County Emergency Manager. He did confirm there was a threat made to the school. We can confirm that. There was a threat made to the school. Should be Steele Dawson School. We're still trying to track down Sheriff Vanetta to find out what is being done in the way of, you know, what kind of threat. Has there anybody acted on the threat? How are they handling that? So we'll stay on top of this for you, get you an answer as soon as we can. Barry Vanetta is the Kidder County Sheriff. Todd's tried to call a number of times. I would imagine the sheriff's dealing with this, and the school's telling us to call the sheriff. The sheriff's not there, so it's hard to get you more information. So, Sheriff Vanetta, we're looking for you as soon as you're able. We'd like to.
And the principal's voicemail is full.
I wonder why.
Tossed into there a few.
Yeah.
True.
So, a few people have questions. And see, what happens is when they tell us, then less people call the school, less people call the sheriff's office. So, we're here to help. Get the information out.
But for the first person who can get the sheriff to call What's in Your Mind Today, a free MyPillow.
There you go. Jim Albrecht, the Director of Emergency Services, we do thank you for confirming that for us so we can at least let folks know that that is been confirmed and it is official. Okay? All right. So, this hour, speaking of MyPillows, first-time caller will receive a free MyPillow, and that was quite the conversation with our friend in Tioga. Just think about that. His life changed because he got in a truck that somebody else had the radio right here, where it's at, where you've got it. Democrat from Miami, Florida, up for a good job in the Bakken, and he's listening and listening and listening and saying, this makes sense. I agree with this. So you want more folks to think like you? Then tell more folks to join you in listening to these programs. Simple as that. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Aberdeen, South Dakota. Joe, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott. First of all, a little trivia. Did you get a chance to look at that video that I referred you to on Williams and Reed, MyPillow?
I did not. No, I did not. But I did get it. I just haven't watched it yet. So you should tell the listeners what you're talking about. You're saying the famous Williams and Reed. Folks, did they do a commercial for MyPillow or something, or do a skit with it, or what they do?
Yes, it's part of their show. I'm the one that I called Todd and told him the story a little bit about 4 or 5 months ago. It was a short segment, and I told Terry it, and he thought it was so funny, so they started using it, and it's on YouTube, and it's Williams and Ree, and then you spell out and then it's MyPillow.
I love it.
And it refers to me, so anyway.
They make me laugh. They do. They're awesome. What'd you call about, sir?
Well, earlier this week, that fellow called in, that gentleman called in about recommending that people have rifles because nobody can hit anything with a pistol. And I just had an experience 20 years ago. I bought a used 22 Magnum and went to a farm with a friend of mine, and I was trying to sight it in and kill a prairie dog, and I couldn't get it done. And we were probably out 40 or 50 yards from where one was, and so I finally got it set, and I went and got my 22 Magnum pistol out of my pickup, and I shot one time at this prairie dog, and Rob said to me, "You got him, Joe." He said, "You can't hit him with a rifle, but you can hit him with a pistol." I said, "Well, don't mess with me, Rob, you know." I mean, I was joking with him, and I didn't try it again because I knew I was partly lucky and partly skilled. But when that guy said you can't hit anything with a pistol, I disagreed with him. And there's a place for him, and I can't imagine using a long rifle in a classroom anyway. Where would they store it? I had to disagree with him.
So. Appreciate the call, Joe. Thanks a bunch. Thanks. Good to hear from you in the great state of South Dakota. Arlene in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 2580550. What's on your mind, Arlene?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. I was going to ask you about this young shooter in Florida, Cruz. Have you heard anything about that? He inherited like over $800,000. And then wouldn't he have to pay for his own attorney? Have you heard anything about this?
I heard that he inherited some money when one of his parents died. And I heard that's how he, right after that is when he went out and bought guns. That's all I'd heard about that. I didn't hear the amount.
Well, we heard $800,000. I don't know if that's all legit or not, but shouldn't it be checked into? And then why wouldn't he have to pay his own attorney fees? He should not be granted attorneys, I don't think, if he's got inherited that kind of money. And to use the excuse that his mother died, I mean, there's a lot of families that tragedies happen to. So he's had a lot more problems than that before his mother died.
I just found a Fox News story here that said that he hired a lawyer about 2 months before the shooting in an attempt to acquire his $800,000 inheritance. So I don't know that he's got it. New York Post citing an order handed down December 13th by Broward County Probate Division Judge Charles Green reported that Cruz tried to retrieve his portion of the estate left behind by his mother, who died of pneumonia in November. Cruz reportedly signed a retainer agreement with a lawyer to pursue his share of the estate. The judge has approved visitation between that lawyer and Cruz when he's in jail. The lawyer told the paper she has yet to meet with him but hopes to do two before March. Told the paper one of the reasons she needs to meet with him is to determine whether he still wants his share of the inheritance. So it sounds like it's in limbo.
Okay. So.
I think your point is that money, if he does get a piece of it, number one, to his shouldn't allow for a public defense. He's got money, so he can pay his attorneys. But I think more importantly, maybe for restitution for the families.
Well, that's true, too. You know, they have, a lot of those families have funeral expenses that they were never ever thinking about with their children at that age.
Yeah, I think the state of Florida actually picked those up. I remember Pam Bondi very early on saying there'd be no funeral expenses for any of the victims. Yeah, the attorney general there. So
that's great. I mean, because that's they're not cheap nowadays, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And something the family should not have even had to think about at that point.
Thank you, Arlene. Appreciate it. Bruce and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Scott.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Beautiful day out here in the country. I'm out north of, somewhere north of New Salem. And I listen to your program occasionally, enjoy it. And I heard that I might even get a pillow up of a first-time caller, so I thought, you know what, I'll call. I've never called your program before, but anyway.
That's you're right. We did mention that we would be giving out a free my pillow to a first-time caller this hour. We had an extraordinary conversation with a fellow last hour that had moved up here from Miami, Florida, and actually grew up Democrat, and because of this program and other programs on these stations, decided that he was joining the right side and changing his political affiliation. So we were pretty proud of that. So how do you top that, Bruce? We'll give you a My Pillow as a first-time caller, but we need to have you top that story.
I need to top that story. Oh, well, I guess we can confirm that, he's in a great area because I do some traveling on the road. I'm in the country a lot, and every day I see wildlife. I see antelope, I see whitetail, I see mule deer, I see coyote, I see fox, I see geese, I see bald eagles. It just goes on and on. And the wide open spaces out here are really, I guess, maybe not really known by some people when you get out there. The farm people obviously know all the wildlife out here, but there are some beautiful areas out here in North Dakota.
Well, you did a good job on top of that story. I don't know if you topped it, but you're right up there close to it because everything you described, I have to admit, I see the big, beautiful sky and a couple of things here and there. I love the landscape in North Dakota, but not that amount of wildlife that you're watching, and you've inspired me, Bruce. So thank you. Hang on a moment. We'll get your info.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We invite North Dakota farm women to our Soybean Marketing Seminar for Women, March 13th at NDSU's Commodity Trading Room, located in Berry Hall in Fargo. Naomi Bloom will lead the one-day seminar. Ms. Bloom is an expert at advising farmers how to manage their cash marketing needs and properly use futures and options. Naomi helps farmers understand the importance of managing basis, delivery point considerations, cash flow, and contracts. This program is designed specifically for women involved in North Dakota soybean production. Come learn and network in a friendly environment with colleagues making the same decisions on their farms. Again, Soybean Marketing Seminar for Women, March 13th at NDSU's Commodity Trading Room located at Berry Hall in Fargo. Deadline to register is March 6th. Register online at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
He's holding.
Life is dull. It's nothing but one big lull. Then presto, you do a skull and find that you're reeling. She sighs and you're feeling like the toy on a string. And your heart goes ring-a-ding-ding.
We're brought
brought to you in part today by the Coalition for Secure Energy Future. It's a Frank Friday.
That's a little Frank Sinatra music for you there.
Ring-a-ding-ding. Give us a little ring-a-ding-ding on the program. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550 is our number.
I do have a question for farmers and ranchers about an announcement that President Trump made yesterday. It was not to do with ag products, but it was to do with steel and aluminum, putting a tariff on both. This is something the president talked about during the campaign. So it isn't necessarily a surprise. There was some internal debate whether he actually would do it. I think he's negotiating, honestly. But I want to ask our farmers and ranchers if this effort at getting better deals for the U.S. includes ag products and putting tariffs on ag products. Would you expect retaliation? What do you expect that means in the way of getting your products to market overseas? What's your take on this? What you think? Good negotiator, or are we into some uncharted area? Let me know on that, okay? It's one question I had I wanted to get to, and we've had so many calls we haven't had a chance to. We did get a text earlier today on the program about a threat to the school at Steele, part of the Kidder County School District, and we do have the superintendent now, Rick Deagle, on the phone with us to tell us more about the situation. Thank you for joining us, Rick.
Good morning.
We appreciate you taking a little time to give us an update. We did get the threat confirmed from the emergency management folks at the county. What can you tell us about what today brought?
Well, I'd rather be talking to you about my state champion, We the People, seniors, or my new FFA facility, but I guess it is kind of what it is, and that's what we're dealing with today. Basically, and I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not even sure what I should say or shouldn't say, but what I do know is we became aware of one of our students making some comments to some other students about possibly bringing a gun to school today. I became aware about 7 o'clock last night from a call from the county sheriff. From there, I made about 5 phone calls to kids, and the first were like, well, no, I didn't actually hear it, but so-and-so did, and then you know how you follow the trail. Finally, if we got to this student who actually heard it, and from there, and they confirmed to me that's what they was said. I then called my principal and the Kidder County Sheriff and his deputy and the Steele Police, and we met in my office probably at 9:30, told them the whole story of everything we knew. They then left. They took statements from the students who heard it. After they took statements from them, we met again in my office about 10:30 last night, and then at that point the decision was made that it was something that we needed to, within today's environment, we need to take it serious. So they then went to the student's home who allegedly made the comment, and they visited with, and that was on the law enforcement side. We did our first school notification call, so like at 11 o'clock last night, I got the joy of probably waking up a majority of my patrons and basically told them that, you know, that we had become aware of a possible student threat. We immediately contacted the Sheriff's Department and the Steele City Police. A threat assessment was conducted, and law enforcement had taken necessary steps to assure the safety of our students, and it also said that we'd have law enforcement present at school tomorrow. So that was last night. This morning, we do have law enforcement here. A lot of phone calls, absences of students, concerns. I did just send out a follow-up statement on our notification system. I also put it on our Twitter page and our Facebook page, and I don't need to read it all because it's quite lengthy. But in essence, and I'll just cut to the chase, you know, student safety, this is something that keeps administrators up at night all the time. And this is something that we worry about every day, not just Friday, March 2nd, but Thursday, March 1st, and it'll be Monday. You know, we do everything in our power to ensure our student safety every day. But I can't 100% guarantee our kids are safe every day they walk through our room, our doors. I wish I could, and I'll tell you right now, and I put in there, and I say it with, you know, I mean, I say it because it's true. I got 350 kids in this school, and I would give my life for any one of them. But I think we're doing everything in our power to ensure the safety of our kids, and I just hope we, you know, we're doing everything we can. And I can't ensure the safety of my own kid when he drives to school every day. He can wear a seatbelt. He can do things to enhance his safety, but I can't guarantee it, you know. So I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know if that's politically correct, but I'm telling you, I'm speaking from my heart, and it's what I believe, and we're doing everything we can.
And after you've done the investigation, done everything you've told us about, this student is not attending school any longer until further notice, or what?
That's correct.
And do you believe the threat from him to be credible? I mean, obviously you talked to the student that actually heard the threat. I mean, do you believe this is sort of a Me Too thing with Florida? I'm going to try and scare some people, or that there was a legitimate, desire to bring a gun and hurt people to school?
You know, I don't know if I know the answer to that, Scott. I mean, I really don't. I'd like to think that, I wouldn't really do it, but I don't know. I mean, there's so many things, like crazy things that are going on in our world today that I don't know. I believe everybody. I believe that the girls, you know, I don't know what to say exactly or how to answer it, but yeah, would I like to think that he was just joking and wouldn't do it? Absolutely. But I don't know. I guess in today's world, we probably can't always just assume that that's the case.
Absolutely not. And was the threat to just bring the gun to school, or was the threat, I'm going to bring the gun to school and do some harm with it?
Well, I think what I took from the conversation that I had is bring a gun to school and do something bad. Yeah. That's what I took. And I didn't go with the law enforcement when they took the official statements, so I don't know what theirs say, but that's what I remember. That's what I took it as.
And so the sheriff knows who's made this threat and is dealing with it as well.
Yeah, they actually went to the student's house probably by 11:30 last night. You know, I mean, after we, yeah, so they, yeah, they, the sheriff, I mean, we're aware and of who it was, and the, obviously law enforcement is, and they have visited with the family and the student.
Well, we appreciate you sharing the details of this, and I'll make you a promise. We'll come see your new FFA facility sometime soon and talk about We the People, because I know there's a lot of good things that goes on in these schools. You also got to keep them safe, and you're obviously taking that very seriously. We appreciate the time today very much.
Hey, I appreciate it, too, and we will certainly invite you out.
Look forward to it. The superintendent of Cater County School District, Rick Deagle, with us. And what's on your mind?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a different Frank, but it's Frank Friday, Frankie Valli, in the Four Seasons on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Delta. One call does it all. Delta does it all for a lot of folks in the oil and gas industry every day. They get it done. Turnkey. That's the easy button. All right. Too many hassles here. Too many things to go wrong. Let's go with somebody that's been there, done that. Do it for a lot of the big-name oil companies. Call Eric right now. And get on track. 406-250-8151. That's Eric's number. 406-250-8151. Or check them out online at deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all, and Delta helps us celebrate our flying callers who call this program, like Chris, who called yesterday from the road. Yep. We liked what Chris had to say, and we thought we'd share it with you right now. Chris, take it away.
Definitely the NRA. I think Trump was flat out wrong, and I'm pretty disappointed in Trump. I've been a hardcore supporter, but I'm thinking, like you said, I think he could have worded it differently, because the way he said it, that's like Obama saying, I have a pen and a phone, and no, that's executive overreach by far. As far as the due process goes, even with restraining orders, you go to court, you have a hearing for that, and if there's substantial proof that you can't have a firearm, it's court order that you forfeit the firearm, therefore it's due process being followed, but at least there's a court proceeding to take place to forfeit your Second Amendment right, and that must be followed at all times, because by far it's executive overreach. And as far as the Florida deal, if Broward County hadn't been participants in this promise program with the DOJ, it would have been alleviated altogether, because he would have been arrested, it would have been on his background check when he was going to buy the guns, would have been able to get him.
There needs to be congressional hearings on that, no question about it. And no question about it, what role did that play looking the other way in lawbreaking? Because they wanted their stats to look better so they get grants. It was under the auspices of the no, this is racist, because there's more black students that are being charged with crimes. Well, more black students were conducting crimes, but that's why they started looking the other way. I kid you not. Texter says, hey, Scott, love the show. I was just thinking, you should see if some dealers in the area in the state would be willing to preach their program, their vehicle radio stations, to your radio station so people can listen to you guys. Maybe open up eyes in this country, start to change hearts. All right. I think I get that. My name is Josh Minot. I'm a gun-toting, God-fearing father, husband, and vet of this great country. God bless you. Thank you for listening very much. Texter says, what a great proactive action that superintendent did. Pats on the back from me. I agree. I thought he went above and beyond. No doubt about it. Did very well with that. Couldn't agree with you anymore. Regarding the kid
This is a different listener. Regarding the Kidder County student, if or when his name is made public, it should not be broadcast. Too many of these glamour punks are only doing what they do to get their name in the media. That's why I brought out the Me Too idea as well. A few of your comments there, others waiting. Let's get back to the phones here. Caitlin. Where are you calling from, Caitlin?
Hello?
Hi there. Where are you calling from?
From Ardis, South Dakota.
What's the name of the city?
Well, it's a town. It's Ardis, probably a population of 8.
Oh, no wonder I've never heard of it. Okay, what's it by? Where is it near?
Harriet.
Doesn't help me. What end of the state?
Well, we are probably about an hour and a half from Bismarck South.
All right, very good. Kind of the middle of the state. Well, good to hear from you, Caitlin. Thank you for being a first-time caller. We gave away our freebie already this
That's
week.
That's okay.
But I love hearing from first-time callers. What's on your mind?
So, like I told earlier, my husband listens to your station all the time. I'm not much for a talk show radio, but with all the situations going on, we were just kind of listening to it. And the reason I called in was you had made a comment about, you know, Mike being a Democrat and listening to your radio and kind of making the right turn to become Republican, and I am currently a Democrat, and I guess I don't want to say that I take that as a hit, but I do believe that, you know, as a society, we almost need to go back and re-kind of define, you know, why are you a Democrat and why are you Republican and why don't we work better together?
I'd be all for that. Why are you a Democrat, Caitlin?
You know, I believe that I'm a Democrat, and I'm the only one probably on the farm that is a Democrat. But I would say I'm not completely as conservative as most, but I am not a way far out liberal either. I like change, and I like to improve in different ways that will make our society better, I guess.
All right. So what scares you most? I'll ask you a different way. What prevents you from being Republican when you're around a lot of Republicans and conservatives?
Probably being so conservative.
What's that mean, though? I hear that all the time. Oh, you're so conservative. Define that for me. What does that mean?
Okay. All right. Not maybe in favor as change and looking at the world as a bigger picture and how can we improve it, even if that first step forward might be a scary step, I guess, in lack of better words. You know, yes, we might have to get past this first step that we might not like, but what after that could it improve and change-wise that is going to help our society?
Okay, give me one policy position, one particular stance, maybe of President Trump or of Republicans in Congress that you say, it's a bridge too far for me. I can't go there because they agree on this, and I don't. What is that?
You know, I don't know if I can say there is one that stands out.
You know, and don't take this the wrong way, Caitlin, but you've told me nothing about why you're a Democrat or nothing about why you're a Republican other than sort of, you know, I want to be able to change and think differently. I think this is just me. This is a short call we've had, so I'm not as equipped as I should be to make this judgment. I'm thinking you're a Democrat because you're a Democrat, and maybe somebody told you you were a Democrat, and maybe you grew up in a Democratic home, but there's no firm grounding, and this is why I'm a Democrat, and I'd never change because this is what I believe. Does that make sense?
Absolutely it does, and I wouldn't say that I disagree with you. And honestly, I guess my view, to kind of rewind, is that I don't really believe, like, I wanted to become an independent because of voting, I obviously decided Democrat or Republican. But my view has always been, I don't understand why there needs to be Democrats and why there needs to be Republicans, because I feel like it just almost tears us apart. And I would say that's more of my thoughts than being why being a Democrat or why being a Republican. I feel like it really just kind of does not help us beneficially in our society.
Yeah, I think, what you believe is what I think benefits society, what you stand for, and you're going to land in a place that, you know, where you have to vote for somebody who more closely aligns with where you're at. I would certainly agree with your labels of what party ought not be first, what you believe in, what you stand for, what your principles are, what guides you should. And then
right.
You know, come election time, you got to decide, well, who on that ballot is closest to that. And
right.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't necessarily hear that today from you. But, you know, keep listening. And who knows, you might call again and have the mic experience all over again, Caitlin. We'd love to have it. Not because we're trying to, you know, count more people in one category or another, just because, you know, we believe in what we believe because we believe it's the right thing. And the more people that do, in my mind, the better the country. So it's a good thing to think about. Spend some time on. Talk to your kids about. Absolutely. We're going to go to Overly. Dan is next. Where's Overly, Dan?
Well, do you know where Rolette is in Willow City?
I do. Yeah, I know. I know Willow City. I know Rolette.
Between the two of them.
Okay, now I know.
That's more. Okay.
Got another dot on my map. I love it. Thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling because I've been reading that President Trump is thinking of increasing the fuel tax for all those of us who drive. And I think that that's kind of being a regressive tax because with so many electric cars that are going to be coming online in the next decade, you're going to make less money than you should. So why not a $2 to $5 per tire tax that'll hit everybody every time they replace tires but won't be so onerous that, you know, you'll drive on rims?
Find a way, right, Dan?
Well, when you replace tires, they're what? I mean, average tire cost is $80 to $100 anyway most of the time.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range. So if you add, say, a 5% tax or a flat $5 tax, you already have a disposal fee, and everybody from truckers on down to wheelbarrows uses tires every now and then. But if you get a 30, 40% electric vehicles on the road, what good does your gasoline tax do? You have a whole segment of the driving public who's not paying anything for driving on the roads.
No, it's an interesting approach. No question about it. I mean, you think it's just more palatable than a gas tax?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Because you don't buy tires that often, but when you do, you're already paying through the nose, or at least that's how it feels at times.
Sometimes it does, Dan. Thanks for the call. Nice to hear from Overly today. Mike at Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, this is Mike Hogan. How are you today?
Good, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, I wanted to relay to you something. You know, I flew fighter airplanes for 30 years and flew with an airline. And flying airplanes, whether it's light airplanes or military airplanes, there are three basic things we do in every situation. And the first is you maintain aircraft control. Then you analyze the situation, and then you take proper action. And looking at this gun debate or lack of, it appears to me that what we've got is people taking action backwards, the last step. Then they'll analyze the situation in a year from now, and no one right now is maintaining any kind of control. These things they apply in life just like it does flying an airplane. If you've got an engine fire and you take action without analyzing the situation, you pull the fire button, you feather the wrong engine, and, you know, you increase the probability of something bad happening to you instead of decreasing it. And this applies in life, and I just see this with this gun control thing. And the perfect example is what just happened in Steele with the superintendent. They maintained control, they analyzed the situation, and took proper action. I mean, it's great.
It was textbook, wasn't it? You're absolutely right. We just need more leaders like Rick Deagle, the superintendent in Kidder County. Well said, Mike. Thanks for the call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming February 2018 auctions include 300 acres of irrigated land in Ottertail County near Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Polk County near Climax, Minnesota, 480 acres of crop and pasture land in Mercer County near Hazen and Stanton, North Dakota, 1,200 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Adams County near Regent, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight.
All right, there you go. Our last Frank Sinatra song of this Frank Friday. You're going to have to wait all the way till next Friday now for more fun. I love, that's one of my favorites right there.
With your
the way you look tonight.
So long.
Good stuff. 800-228-0550. One of the nicest things that I ever did for my parents, I remember feeling very gratified about. They loved Frank Sinatra. They loved him. Okay? My dad used to play his records on the radio when they were, like, you know, new Frank Sinatra music, way back, right? 50s and 60s. I got them, like, front row seats for Frank Sinatra at the Met Center in Minneapolis. He was, like, in the round down there, Frank Sinatra, which would have been a cool concert. So my mom and my dad going to a concert, unheard of, but a Frank Sinatra concert. So whenever I think of that song, because that was their favorite, I think of that, that little gesture. It's kind of nice, Todd. You know when you can do something really nice for your parents, right? When you get older and you finally like, okay, it's not about me, it's about them. When's the last time you've done something really nice for your parents, Todd?
I love the story about the guys who did the 57 Chevy for their 81-year-old father and surprised him with it.
That's very cool.
I mean, cool. He can't get any cooler than that story.
No. Russ Newman, a friend of mine whose dad, Harold Newman, of course, was the legendary Newman Science Harold Newman, died a couple of years ago. Russ took one of the, an old pickup and restored it, put the Newman name right on it. It went way back to, I think, Mayville, when Harold was his first business, very young, found the actual pickup, had it restored, and, you know, put the name on it, the whole thing, gave it to him 1 year for, I forget, Christmas or birthday or something. Those are just the kind of stories that are just awesome. All right, let's get back to the calls here. And Ron and Bismarck wanted to reply to something that Caitlin had said, our South Dakota caller who called from south of Strasburg there. And she wasn't sure if she was a Democrat, but she wasn't really able to tell us why. What was your advice for her or response for her, Ron?
Well, back from 1987 was my first involvement in politics, and I kept hearing people say, well, I could be the Democrat or Republican. They'd just like me, and they'd follow me. Why? Did workshops in downtown Bismarck at a motel, having a Christian Democrat and a Christian Republican stand in front of the group and tell what the platforms of the party were. And I wasn't judging anybody, just saying, now that you've heard the platforms, what are you? Well, this last summer I was in Vallejo, California, and the pastor was standing up talking about the Democrats being the new communists and the Republicans being the new progressives in America. I was just shell-shocked by that statement as well. So that goes 30 years of what is Democrat and what is Republican. So she was right. We should know what each party stands for.
All right. Good points, Ron. Thank you for that. Another texter, besides telling me where Harrod, South Dakota is, a few miles south of Strasburg on Highway 83. Thank you very much. I think Milo Hotzenbühler might be the person that sent us that text. What do you think, Todd?
Strasburg says, superstar.
Yeah, there you go. I think that caller was as a borderline Democrat, has a false view of conservatism, so she can't bring herself to be Republican. All right, everybody's wondering. Well, one piece of unfinished business. We had a caller way back in the beginning of the program had heard somewhere that Chris Hickson, the athletic director, the wrestling coach at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, was concealed carry. I mean, we had a permit to conceal carry his weapon, but obviously couldn't in the school because it was against the law. She wanted to know if that was true or not. She'd heard that. Only thing I can find is the president in his sit down on this topic at the White House, where he had the students and parents there. He said, and he named him by name. He said if Chris Hickson saved a lot of lives, but if he'd been armed, he could have saved a lot more. He wouldn't have had to run. He would have shot, and that would have been the end of it. Saying that, you know, concealed carry can be used effectively to protect kids for people adept with guns. Sort of touches on that he was, but doesn't say that he actually was, so I don't honestly know the answer to that. Wes in Hillsboro, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I haven't talked to you since September of 2015, but on Todd's show last Thursday, he had a couple of guests on, and I just wanted to make a couple of comments. They were talking about the deterioration of the family, and the gentleman guest said that the government, they can act as the parent when we have a problem with our parenting, which blew me away. And then another thing, they were talking about kids crying and stuff in school, and, well, we shouldn't spank them, but we should give them candy and reward them for bad behavior, and it's just been bothering me for a week, so I figured I'd just call and let you know. I get it off my back.
All right.
That's all I had.
Consider it done.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Wes, yep. Thank you very much. Yes. We're going to give you the last word, Mel, but it has to be quick. Jamestown, go.
Okay, I think the story that's been lost is Coach Feist, the gentleman that basically sacrificed his life for his students. You know, when a shooter makes it into a building, that's all a teacher has when you have no arms at all inside the school. And it's not right. The one hero, and he should be talked about more and more and more and focused on. This is how we preordained that he was going to have to die of a shooter. Once they get in the school and you have no teachers with guns, that's it. You got to run, hide, and then beg for your life, and that's all.
Why do we let him in the school? Why do we not better protect schools? You know, we do airports. We do courthouses. Come on, school safety. We can do this. God bless you.
2017 models must go at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here. Vince, tell us about the great deals you have going on right now.
Yeah, we're really trying to move all of our inventory, 2017 inventory, so we're throwing in great financing options like 60 months, no interest financing. Also, some cash discounts on all in-stock Hot Springs Spas, so you can take advantage of some great savings there for Every Day Made Better.
What does that mean, Every Day Made Better?
Every Day Made Better means every time you sit in a hot tub, you're better. You're better physically below the water. You're better mentally above the water. And you're better relationally and emotionally beyond the water. And what hot water does for the body, it's magic. Every day made better through a hot spring hot tub.
These deals are on right now. 60 months, no interest financing, cash discounts too. And use the promo code ACE with your Hot Springs Spa staff member and get an additional savings up to $1,900. So hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too. Promo code ACE.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.